Good to be visiting with our friends at AgriLiquid here at the National Association Farm Broadcast with annual meeting. Stephanie Zelenko, National Agronomist, and good morning to you, Stephanie. Great to see you here at Trade Talk, always.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Always a fun time. Let's talk a little bit about AgriLiquid. It's a big investment, obviously. Fertilizer continues to be that. But tell us about AgriLiquid and what really it's offering folks out there.
AgriLiquid is a company that offers a complete line of crop nutrition, all in the liquid form. So we have NPK plus all those micros and secondaries. And we pride ourselves on having a good team of agronomists and salesmen that can look at the soil test and help make the best nutrient management decisions for every grower.
Obviously, a soil test is pretty important. You know, more growers are doing that, but a soil test with sampling many parts in the field is very important too.
It is. And having, you know, a current soil test that fairly represents each field is going to be the best return that you can get on that investment. It's not an expensive test, but it's going to provide a lot of return knowing what base you have of nutrients and how you can help make that crop better next year.
Stephanie, you guys can really work with producers to kind of develop their own plan, can't you?
We do. By having all of those nutrients individually, we actually sit down and look at that soil test and that farm's overall needs and make a custom blend for them that's unique to theirs that will match their soil and their crop need.
I think it's important. So if they come to you before they start and say, well, how can we make this best, the best value for what we need to do, they can work with you.
They can. You know, we do a lot of work on the research side of seeing what nutrients respond well under certain conditions. We can tie the economic times into that, and that just helps growers make the best decisions for that acre so they can get a good return on that investment.
Why is it, where is it important to focus, and really when you're looking at balancing yield and economics in this day and time?
Yeah, that's a challenge, you know, with low commodity prices and input prices that kind of have maintained steady there. You know, N, P, and K are always important, but sometimes you get that best return on sulfur or micronutrients. So that's why we like that soil test to see where you can find that best fit.
You guys have really compiled a lot of data to help go into that decision too, haven't you?
We do. We have a research farm in Michigan that collects a lot of data for us, but then we do research across the U.S. on different crops. So that allows us to get localized data and then figure out that best win.
So how can those help you make a good decision with the win rates and so forth?
The win rates work really well for us that we can tie in yield, but we also tie in the current market price. So we can use data from 10 or 15 years ago and put in today's economics of fertilizer prices and commodity prices and then see if that still makes a good decision for that grower.
You guys are working with a lot of farmers in Kentucky, I know, right?
We do. We have a lot of business in Kentucky, a lot of growers that have very successfully used AgriLiquid in various forms.
And Kentucky has a variety of soil from one side of the estate to the other, and that's, you guys really can tailor a plan for that too.
We do. You know, sulfur is kind of our big push there, but we have a lot of guys that use our phosphorus and micronutrients, so we can make that specialized for each farmer.
Fantastic. Stephanie, great to see you here, and hope you have a great rest of the convention.
Thank you, too. Thanks for stopping by.
Reporting for the National Association Farm Broadcasting, Daniel Ming, I'm Alan Watts with Your Ag Edge.